Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio family, thank you so much for the great company. It is that time as I, Renee Vaughn, welcome you to the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard here on our Odyssey stations. And this is always my favorite time of the morning, of course, with your company and the company of those who are members of our Community Focus family. And when I mention this gentleman's name, anyone who has a love of poetry or the spoken word knows who won Josephus Thompson III. Gotta get the third in there. Is very familiar with. And Josephus, it's good to have you on the show, brother. How you been? 2024 has been a good year for you.
Man, it's been amazing. Yes. It's been amazing, and it keeps getting better. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Things are just lighting up all across the board.
Speaking of amazing, our conversation today is a good one because Poetry Project is presenting Poet for a Day, which is a poetry field trip for grades 4 through 12.
That is correct.
That is what we're going to be focusing on, of course, sharing all the pertinent information, the dates, the location. Definitely encouraging parents who are listening, but more so our young folk who are tuned into the program.
Yeah, teachers and principals and, you know, curriculum facilitators, like poetry, literacy, ELA. Based, and we are just taking it from the pace to the stage.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I like about this, and we'll get more into detail in our great conversation, Josephus, is that you really have a passion for taking our young people back to a time when we didn't have video games, we didn't have TikTok, we didn't have Instagram, we didn't have, well, for those of us that are still on Facebook, I think there's a certain age group that no longer, you know, even uses that social media platform. But
right.
Simply a time in which, before social media, we had the skills of reading and writing and really communicating face-to-face. And, you know, I think with every incoming generation, because of the advent of technology, I think it's taken some of our young folk away from our basic means of communication.
I agree.
And that's what I like about you and what your love for poetry and the spoken word has done.
It's been a journey.
Yeah.
Most kids don't think they like poetry,
but
they need to see it up close and personal, really understand what it is and how it integrates into their life every single day.
Absolutely.
And so it is my job, my mission, my passion, and now being, you know, Greensboro's first ever poet laureate.
Yes.
You know,
congratulations to you on that.
Part of my.
What was that day or occasion like for you when you got the word? Of that huge announcement.
It was surprising.
How did you find out though? But
somebody told me it was coming in the pipeline.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? You know, and it's been a trend across the state, in the country, really.
Right.
Cities adopting poet laureates, and so, you know, when I guess the idea came to have one here, you know, my name was on the list, top of the list, and so I kind of got. That honor to be the first for Greensboro, North Carolina. And so it was a blessing and a gift and just further stamped the approval of what I've been doing, what I'm going to continue to do and what I'm going to do in the future. And so it just kind of opened up a few more doors and gave me a little bit more validity with regards to spoken word craft and art form. But, you know, I've been doing it for a little minute.
But you're finally getting recognized for your hard work.
I'll take the recognition.
There you go. Absolutely, and rightly so, Josephus, because as we talked about, it's a passion for you. And when did your love for poetry and spoken word start?
Man, I think probably in elementary school. You know, I wrote an essay about my father that did pretty well.
Right.
And then I got a chance to write a poem in high school and perform for Multicultural Day.
Oh, nice.
That did pretty well.
Right.
And then got to college and introduced open mics and, you know, got a chance to kind of perform on stages and people actually validate the work and clap and snap for you. It was just a different experience to really have people identify what you were going through.
Exactly.
And say, yeah, that was good. I liked it, you know.
And this was something, too, very likely for you as a student of a North Carolina A&T State University.
Aggie Pride,
indeed. And to take it to a college level, because you probably have heard about this, some of the cast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the show A Different World, which focused on HBCUs and really put HBCUs on the map.
Right.
Some of the original cast members have gotten together and they're actually touring.
Yeah, I saw that. They were at Spelman.
Exactly. Social media. And so that's what kind of makes me think of that, you know, when you watch that episode of one of those old TV shows.
Right.
I would say for the younger generation, you're going to have to Google it or go to YouTube or something.
They've probably seen A Different World. It's still spinning. People still watch that.
It is. It's what's so interesting is I think I saw a report on it the other day where the reporter was talking with a group of kids and she was basically looking at them at a time in which the three that she was talking to weren't even born.
Wow.
When that show came out. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they can go to, you know, they can go online and check it out and become familiar with that show.
Yeah.
But back to the poetry project, this field trip is for grades 4 through 12. Why the concentration on that particular group of kids?
Well, you have to be able to write. And I know they can write in first and second grade, but they still write in, you know, their D's backwards and whatnot.
Right.
And so typically around the fourth grade, they're a little bit better at creating complete sentences on their own without a lot of assistance.
Right.
And this field trip is a writing intensive. And so every student that comes in the door gets a notebook and a pencil.
Nice.
And they are encouraged, engaged to write after every single poem.
Wow.
You know, what is a simile? Where's the metaphor? Do you need alliteration? Give me a summary. Compare and contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through it And so it's not a sitting and watch and clap
right,
and snap.
Right.
It's after every poem, we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to pull out what you heard, what you thought you heard, and they have to write.
That reminds me of a time, and you're probably familiar with the terminology, because we're relatively about the same age, when you put your thinking caps on.
So you got to put them on.
Yeah, you got to put them on. Yeah, but what I love about this is that you're really helping our young ones to explore really what's in their minds. And like I said, it takes away from many who are glued to the video games and, you know, become the couch potatoes and can sit and, I don't know how these young ones do it. I can't play one particular game hours on end. I just don't have the time.
Right.
Nor
right,
the patience right. at my age. But I love the fact that you're helping the kids to really dig deep in their thoughts and in their expressions.
Yeah. And I think that their voice is so important.
Yeah.
You know, they don't realize how much power lies in their own voice and their own ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And this concept, this field trip, allows them to not only connect to that, but in the afternoon, we get them on stage, let them actually experience what it's like to be in front of a crowd and express themselves using the art form. And so it's been an amazing opportunity to just expose students to something new, something different, and then really get them enticed and interested in being a part of it.
Excellent. Let's talk about the dates. So this is going to be the 9th, 10th, and then you're going to do it again on the 16th and 17th.
Correct. April's National Poetry Month. And so, you know, we definitely wanted to make sure we had enough dates available. We did it in October, and it was a sellout. We did about 600 kids, and so we had to up it a little bit this April and add a couple more days to include a few more schools. So we had schools coming from Charlotte, Raleigh, Durham, and Roxboro. To Greensboro for this poetry field trip. And so it's been an amazing ride, and we're trying to continue to grow and expand.
How does it make you feel when you have kids coming from different areas and all walks of life?
I mean, I didn't know it was possible, you know. I was focusing on my general Guilford County schools, but I got a chance to email, you know, outside of that, social media and whatnot, and people were interested.
Nice.
And people, you know, were like, we love field trips. It's educational, and it's, you know, kind of concert, live music,
absolutely,
mesh.
Right.
We were able to send them some promo videos from what we had done previously, and they were like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we want our kids to come to it. And,
absolutely.
Put them on a bus and drove them up.
That's right. Speaking of which, and the timing for what you just said couldn't be better, because as a treat for you, Radio Family, in the second half of the program, we're going to hear some of those promos. We're going to hear from some of the administrators and some of the students, and particularly in how much they really enjoyed this particular field trip. Now, you breaking it down where from 9 until 11, poetry is life. What is that about?
And so poetry is life is the exposure part of the field trip.
Okay.
And so what happened was, we were doing the field trip in April and in October.
Mm-hmm.
And so in April for National Poetry Month, teachers were bringing one set of students.
Okay.
And then, you know, school was out
right.
for the summer in June. Yeah. And then October, the same teachers could bring the same students, you know, different kids back because they would be have a new class.
Yeah.
But October, if you came for the first time, teachers had the same kids.
Yeah.
They were like, we want to come again. What else can you offer?
Right.
So it turns into a full-day field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so the morning is exposure, writing intensive, ELA connected. And the afternoon is, okay, now you've seen it. Now you do it. Now you get on stage. Now you write.
Right,
now you
right.
create. And so it's a full-day opportunity. And in the morning, they get a chance to see it, you know, see what it's about, break it down, connect it to the ELA format and curriculum. Then the afternoon, I'm like, okay, these are some topics. Now you write about it. We're going to put you on stage and have you perform.
Right.
And showcase what you have to offer.
Very good. And then, of course, there's going to be lunch from 11 until 12:30. Got to feed the brain.
Some kids pack lunches.
Okay.
Others order pizza.
Oh, nice.
GPD jumped in and sponsored some things this last October and actually brought the grill out and cooked hot dogs for some of the kids. And so we had amazing sponsors.
Wonderful.
Ward Black Law has been an amazing sponsor. So we've got people that are really jumping on the bandwagon to support these students, because schools always have the money to do it. And the community has been very supportive.
Nice. And then lastly, from 1 to 3 p.m., you have what's called the cipher.
Yes. Yes. And that is where the students get a chance to get on stage and do their raps or their poems, their monologues.
Yeah.
And they have some things. You know, they come ready. And it's surprising because you don't think they're going to want to participate.
Right, but then they surprise
But you get
you.
Them on a stage with lights, camera, and action, and mm-hmm. they're ready to show out.
They come to life.
Yeah. So we just have like a kind of a game show format where the students are able to drop their names into a basket, and then I kind of pull them out randomly. Yeah. I can't get everybody on the stage.
Right.
And when I call that name, the crowd goes crazy. They go crazy.
Love it.
And it's just really a chance for them to see how English is connected to hip-hop,
right.
to R&B, to spoken word.
Exactly.
And how these things can really translate across the board to even a career.
Yeah. Now, Josephus, let me ask you this before we go to break. Even though this is a day for the kids, what about, or as you observe for the teachers or the parents who are able to be there, what's their initial response or reaction to all of this to see their kids sort of come to life through poetry and spoken word?
They're amazed because a lot of times they don't think students are going to, I won't say, maybe they're surprised because students right. you would expect to gravitate towards this don't always do so.
Do so, right.
I think that, I don't want to categorize, but what I will say is that lots of times the A, B students are very in line with, they don't want to mess up. Right. They want to make sure they get it right.
Yeah.
The CD students are like, I'm gonna try this.
Right.
They're cool with messing up and not getting it right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opportunity to shine, and it's amazing because the kids that you didn't think were going to show up first. Kind of reverses.
Right.
Now this is my time. I can talk. I can make a joke. You know. I can do a dance. And it inspires them to say, okay, if you want to do more of this, now go back and get the grade.
Right. Absolutely.
And so it's great.
Well, this is exciting. I'm glad we have a part two to our great conversation. We can really dig deeper into what our Poet for a Day with the Poetry Project is going to be. But in the meantime, brother, welcome back to the Community Focus family. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. And let me apologize to you, Josephus, because you can see me, but for radio family. And it's probably very obvious from the tone of my voice. I'm fighting a little bit of bronchitis, radio family. So I'm going to work on the voice. Try to be a little bit stronger.
But you're still here, making it happen, coughing through it.
Through it
got her
everything.
Tea, yes, but she got to get the word, the message out to the people.
That's right. And it's only because of good folk like you. So thank you, Josephus. Thompson III, Poet Laureate, joins me, Renee Vaughn. It is a weekend edition of Community Focus, and we'll be back after this break. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus on our Odyssey stations. Happy weekend and good morning. Once again, radio family, good to be back with you, and especially to have not only your company, but company of members of our Community Focus family. I have the one and only Poet Laureate, Mr. Josephus Thompson III. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, and happy that we are back for another great conversation, this time focusing on the Poetry Project. This is Poet for a Day. It is a poetry field trip for grades 4 through 12. Where it's going to be quite the day in which April 9th and 10th, 16th and 17th, those are four action-packed days in which our young people, Josephus, are going to have an opportunity to really express themselves through poetry and spoken word. And this has been a love for you personally. How do you feel to see all of this come to fruition when we think about a poetry field trip for the young ones?
It's eye-opening.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, you know, shout out to the symphony. I stole the idea from them. They are able to, you know, see every third and fourth grade in Guilford County.
Right.
You know, and there are other, you know, I think the symphony and the orchestra have really big programs where they mm-hmm. actually bring kids in and able to showcase that art form. And I was like, we need something like that for poetry.
Poetry, right.
You know,
right.
going school to school is nice, but what if we had the ability to bring them to us?
Exactly.
In a theatrical space,
yeah.
you know, with the lights and the band mm-hmm. and the fog machine and, you know, the yeah. microphones,
exactly.
like have them really see it mm-hmm. presented in a whole different way.
Right.
outside of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, we can do it.
You can
so I started
it.
Putting some things in motion
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it was a slow start, you know, because they're like, what is a poetry
field trip?
What is that? you know, people exactly. used to go into the zoo
or
you know, and I was like, well, you know, it's an opportunity to bring kids to a space where you can see poetry
right.
on a stage.
Mm-hmm. And something that, you know, when we think about this generation and the advent of social media and everything that really can distract our kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to know that poetry and just spoken word in general takes them back to the time like when we were their age, because those mediums didn't even exist when we were growing up. And so I love the fact that you are helping our young people really focus on just their mindsets as opposed to the video. And it's nothing against the video games or anything, but it's just something uniquely different when you have them engage in writing their own poetry, speaking their own written words.
And it's important for communication.
Exactly.
You know, I think that it definitely makes our young people better communicators and gives them an option in a way to express themselves they may not have had in their arsenal prior
and not
to.
Not to do it with a phone in their hand or some sort of electronic device. Because it reminds me of a meme, and I think it was two girls who were sitting in a restaurant, and they were having a conversation face to face, just like you and I are sitting, but they were having conversation through their cell phones. And I was like, wow, that is just, that's kind of sad.
Right.
They're there, they're communicating, which is fine, but they're doing it through electronic devices as opposed to with their own voices.
Yeah, this is a new age.
It is a new
age. It's a new age.
And it's not knocking technology.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing. You know, you have access to a lot more people.
Exactly.
But the personal relationships are so important.
Absolutely.
When it comes to really, you know, driving the point home.
Very true.
And social emotional learning is a huge thing. You know, giving kids the opportunity to express themselves, what they're going through and what they want to be and their aspirations and goals. And so every day I learn a new way that this art form connects for people, not only young people, but for people of all generations.
Generations. That's a good way to look at it. We did not mention that this is actually going to be taking place at the Greensboro Cultural Center, Josephus. And this is the Van Dyke Performance Space, which is, and I got to.
You gotta look in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I gotta lift my glasses. Yeah,
it's on the first. It's on the first floor of the Greensboro Cultural Center.
Yeah, 200 North Davie Street.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful space. And again, the Greensboro Cultural Center has been a great sponsor, helping us make this happen. Creative Greensboro.
Yeah,
We've been able to get grants from the Arts Council. So it's just been an amazing outpouring of support from the city for a long time.
Right.
You know, because the importance is young people and giving them a voice.
Exactly.
Amplifying youth voices is so important because it gives them just a chance to show the world who they are and why they are. And and there's so many kids who don't play basketball or football.
Right.
Or swim or run track. And
they have another outlet.
Yeah, and this just gives them another option and another outlet to be who they are.
Exactly. Do want to say that you can get additional information by visiting the poetryproject.com. But what's really nice, Josephus, about this particular field trip, you have a nice breakdown. There's a youth voice, character development, social and emotional learning, critical thinking, and creative writing. So they're going to be really engaged in a lot.
Yeah, all that. Yes. And it happens from the time they walk in to the time they walk out. We have them singing, chanting, regurgitating, summarizing. Even in some downtime, we do some section competitions with spelling bees, and it's just we just go kind of crazy with the literacy component because we can.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost like a game show format. We have microphones, people running around, like, you know the answer. Okay, give us the answer. You know, so, cool. So it's exciting, and they get into it.
Absolutely. Now, I mentioned earlier for those who may have been with us, and if not, you're not going to miss out because we have a bit of a treat. I wanted to share, Josephus, the feedback that you've gotten from this. So what we have is actually a poetry field trip promo from an administrator who was basically sharing how much that she's enjoyed this particular field trip. So we're going to try to play it, and hopefully you can hear it. So here we go. All right.
It was monumental. It was groundbreaking. It was refreshing. It's what students need. It was an alternative means to learn, about poetry. It was writing intensive, just powerful. Students were able to make connections between the poems and their lives. And I love just the push in of what we're teaching right now in our spaces. Just awesome.
And that, Josephus, says to me that the teachers get just as much out of this as the students themselves.
They do. They do. And that was Miss G over at What school is she at? Goodness gracious. The Point.
Okay.
And she has a poetry group over there. Nice. And, you know, reinforcing, mm-hmm. you know, cause sometimes you feel like you're all alone as a teacher. Right. You're pushing this thing in the classroom. Exactly. And it's not always easy to be alone, but you can bring them to a space where there are other people
right.
supporting. I mean, reinforcing the concept mm-hmm. that you do in the classroom every single day.
Absolutely.
Then that makes your job that much easier.
Yeah. But of course, what's really nice is the feedback that you get to hear from the students themselves.
Yeah, especially when they yes. come in not liking it and then leave like, wait a minute now, this was I.
Right, this is better than I expected. Yes, yes. Well, speaking of which, let's hear from a couple of the female students' perspective on this.
This is my third or fourth time seeing Mr. Josephus in action, and every time he brings something powerful. I was in two of his workshops with Poetry Ourselves, and I learned so much, and it made me want to do poetry even more. So thank you, Mr. Josephus. I also really like a shelf because I have this poster as well. And I think this is the second time I've seen him. One, it was Mr. Brown, my public speaking and radio teacher. He introduced him to us for a poetry and to know, like, how to speak, how we are talking to an audience, how your mannerisms should be. And this was my first time actually here in the building seeing, like, the performance line, but I really liked it. It was really fun.
I really appreciated that feedback.
Yeah. Shout out to Buster Brown. He was a teacher that brought me out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So having those community connections is always a great
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Now, you just mentioned that when you talk about a field trip, especially for our young boys, you don't expect young boys to really be into poetry.
Yeah. They come in like, what are we about to do? I don't want to. That's their first thing. I don't want to do it.
Right, right. But listen to what these two young men have to say about it. It was a pleasant surprise. So we want to share this with you too, Radio Family.
My name is Ja'Cory Peterson. I am in the 10th grade and I attend the Middle College of North Carolina A&T State University. And this was very inspirational. It taught me, like, if you put your mind to something, like, do it.
My name is Nadir Stukes. I currently attend the Middle College at A&T. I am in 10th grade. And I feel today's performance was a really inspiring, great performance. It really caused me and it made me think about certain things. It's not like your normal field trip at all. It's completely different. I liked it a lot. I haven't really been the biggest fan of poetry. I feel like this show kind of gave me that little push to try and like poetry a little bit more, but I think it was a great performance.
Wow. That's all I can say after hearing that.
Yeah, they don't know they're getting taught, you know, when you use the music and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of trick them into the education portion and have them writing and sharing before they know it. They don't even know what they got themselves into. So
what I really appreciate about these two young gentlemen, really with all the students, but particularly those young boys at their prospective schools, was that this is sharing such a positive light on our young black boys,
mm-hmm.
especially in a time where we just see so many negative images
right.
of persons of color, particularly towards males. It's so nice to see these young boys who are really benefiting right. from this poetry field trip.
Yes, it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great. I ended up signing autographs sometimes. I'm
Did
like,
you really?
Woman didn't sign an autograph.
Right.
They get real happy and excited about the trip.
But it's the love that they have for the spoken word and what you're able to do. And I think it's particularly even more so the skills that they leave with
mm-hmm.
so that whatever they pursue later in life, they can look back on this fondly.
Yeah, and I remind them that, you know, 80% of people, you right. know, are afraid of public speaking.
Yeah.
So being able to speak in front of an audience is a skill that not a lot of people have.
Exactly.
And to be able to do that puts you in a whole lot of opportunity.
It really does.
Positions
yeah.
to grow, mm-hmm. Whether it's for your job, for your classroom.
Exactly.
For your family at the cookout. Like, mm-hmm. it bleeds over into so many things. Yeah. And, you know, people, especially this generation, want to be seen.
Yeah.
They want to be acknowledged.
Exactly.
They want to be applauded and validated. Mm-hmm. I think we all do.
I
and this
agree.
Just gives them another way to do it in a positive way.
Absolutely. It's interesting that as you were saying that, it made me think of a time when I was in school, Josephus, and I took those classes. And, yeah, public speaking is not easy.
No.
You know, that some people may think that when you're in a job like radio or television, oh, they're just so good. It's like, no, you don't understand the hard work behind the scenes.
Yeah, I chew up words all the time. I talk too fast all the time.
But that's okay, though.
Yeah, we just keep trying and getting better and working on your diction and slowing down and taking your time and enunciation. All these things are so important when it comes to, you know, doing the job to the best of your ability.
Absolutely. And like we said, the kids absolutely enjoy it. And this is going on how many years that you've done this poetry field trip?
The poetry field trip is probably going on maybe 3 years now. Wow. So prior to, I was doing a lot of residency work, actually going to schools, spending a week there with the kids. Mm-hmm. But this field trip has been just as impactful, if not more. And I reached more students in a short amount of time. And we also were able to build poetry clubs that some of the schools are working with. And then build it into their own open mic we can come to once a month and showcase. So we're building a whole poetry pipeline, an infrastructure, an ecosystem to where students are exposed to it through their school and field trip.
Right.
But then it becomes an after-school program, into a slam team, into a monthly event, and really creating a space where students are able to identify their talents, but also hone those skills to get more precise in their presentation.
Exactly. And hopefully by means of the conversation that Radio Family are hearing between you and me, that those numbers will only increase and you'll have more students.
Definitely. They better hurry up before it sells out again.
Right. Exactly.
Like we're not playing any games. When you are able to touch those things, social emotional learning and ELA and get them out of the classroom on a field trip onto a stage, you got a lot of boxes that you check.
True.
And so it's been an amazing ride, and we are, you know, on task to see maybe 2,000 kids in April.
Nice.
And my goal is to do 3,000 kids, you know, in a week, and eventually go to Tanger, you know, and do a whole poetry field trip and fill up that space.
I like that venue.
It's a beautiful venue.
It is.
Yeah, and it seats about 3,000 kids. So imagine me to do 3,000 kids for poetry, you know, in one day in a space like that. It just changes the outlook on what the art form is, what you can do with it, what you can become. And I'm excited
for you. As a matter of fact, and look at this as humor, Josephus, where were you when I was coming through school?
I was in school too.
Exactly, but you know, you weren't there. But anyway, you're here now.
I am.
And you're here for our generation of sons and daughters, and it's just truly amazing. Is there one thing about the poetry project, Poet for a Day, is there something that as this continues to grow, you either want to add, of course, obviously from the fact you want to add more students, but as far as the component of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that I want to continue to build the ecosystem into an annual conference.
Right.
You know, we're both in radio, and so we're getting to a point now where we're able to record some of the students at the multi open mic, you know, and get them on the Poetry Cafe to showcase some of their artwork.
Excellent.
But then to have, you know, a summer camp where we can say we're going to bring 100, 200 kids in from all over the state. And, you know, work with them on presentation, do a competition, give out a trophy, maybe some scholarships, but then be able to, you know, have quarterly things throughout the year. And it'd be an annual thing that happens in the state for poetry. So the field trip is just step one. But there's so many levels that we can expose them to.
Right.
And this is just the beginning.
You know what I like about this, and it's not to take away from other camps, but most people affiliate that with something sports related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, football or basketball, gymnastics,
right,
so on and so forth. But so nice to have a camp or field trip, rather, that's dedicated specifically for kids who are interested in poetry and spoken word.
Yeah, if we can do 3,000 kids in Guilford County in a week, we can do 200 kids for a week during the summer, you know, or a weekend during the summer on a college campus here where they can actually see the college, experience some stuff on campus, stay in a dorm, be in an auditorium competing, you know, lunch in the cafeteria, and send them back home, you know, Upward Bound and all these programs we went to back in the day were great for us.
Exactly.
So imagine having a program like that that connects spoken word poetry, creative writing. And on campus, you still have English departments, MFA programs that could support it. And so there's just so many different ways to connect it and continue to build.
And even though the focus, excuse me again, I'm a little under the weather, folks. I'm fighting through this bronchitis, but given that your focus is with Guilford County students, are you looking to expand this in other school districts and counties?
Sure. I focus on the state, you know, so Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, Fayetteville, Cumberland County.
Okay, great.
And so I think my goal is to get to that 3,000 mark to where we can do like Tanger here.
Yeah.
And then the question is, do I want to take that same format to other cities or just have them keep busing the kids here? You know, because people drive, know, for DPAC, for Tanger, for other concerts and shows. And so I can continue to do the field trip here in Guilford County. I mean, here in our county and have students just get bussed in, you know, to this space. And so that's really the big thing. And again, TV, radio is huge. So being able to add digital products to work, say, if you're in Cali, you can't come to the field trip, but you can purchase the digital product with the questions and the answers and the video of the actual performance and showcase the kids there. So. It's infinite when it comes to, to this art form.
Yeah. Now, we're not quite at the starting date of April the 9th. So I guess the next obvious question, are kids still, and parents particularly, still able to book seats for their school now?
Yeah. Okay. We're filling up at present.
Oh, okay.
And
good.
You know, nobody waits to the last minute. Schools have to get bus drivers and permission slips and invoices and all that stuff. And so we are, we have 4 days and some schools are doing a full day. And some schools are doing half a day, just the morning.
Right.
And we are able to see, 300 kids per session per day. So I guess 600 times those 4 days, 2,400.
Right.
And so we are right at about 700-800 now.
Still room for more.
Still room for more.
Yeah.
If they don't stay for the whole day.
Yeah.
A lot of the schools are booking for the entire day. So it'll be 300 kids, and they'll stay morning, afternoon. And that knocks that whole day out.
Exactly.
You know?
And again, to share with those who may not have been with us early on the program, the breakdown is The Poetry is Life will be from 9 to 11 a.m., lunch from 11 to 12:30, and then the cypher is going to be from 1 until 3.
Correct.
And so it is going to be an action-packed day.
Yeah, and those times are flexible also. Some schools, the buses, you know, be late sometimes, and we're able to kind of flex it a little bit, cut lunch short to make some things happen. So, yeah, we're able to really make it work, and students and schools are excited to work and collaborate with us. So it's been an exciting adventure, and we continue to just build and grow with the people here in the community.
Excellent. And again, this poetry field trip is for grades 4 through 12. So anyone who fits that criteria, this event is for you, basically.
Yeah.
Josephus, is there anything you want to talk about that I didn't mention per se?
I want to read my new poem.
Go ahead.
I've been working on this
thing. You've been working on this thing? Exclusively Radio Family here on the weekend edition of Community Focus.
No doubt. I am Black Boy Joy. Love and struggle, triumph and testimony. I am sunshine and the rain and the rainbow, beautifully and wonderfully made in the image of God. I am gratitude, husband, father, son, simultaneously brother becoming better. I build bridges and foundations. Fear and flaws of my freedom, and I dream in reality. I reckon in actuality I am Black Man Miracle. Moving on the mission of manifestation, I am running the race of my life at a pace that defies gravity. So I fly, or be fly, or am fly. Take your pick, they all apply, and in this moment I'm reminded to smile, to embrace this moment for all it's worth, to breathe, to bend at the wind's beckon, because change is the only constant. And I'm constantly climbing, creating wealth and wisdom. It's wondrous how power persists in our DNA. I am greatness grown from the garden. I am Black. I am joy. I am me.
Excellent. Now, what does your shirt say? Words?
Words.
Thoughts.
Power.
Power. I think that definitely gives all three meaning. That was fact. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Very welcome. And thank you for all that you do in our community, Josephus, and really empowering and encouraging not just only our young ones, but really our parents and our administrators and school staff and everyone who has a love for our young people.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. Every day I wake up with new ideas, do new things, and then go figure out a way to make it happen. So,
and the nice thing about it is, you know, you're a husband, you're a father, so you really relate this based on a lot of what you deal with on a personal level. And you get to share that with your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't it nice that even after they leave this poetry field trip, do many come back and say thank you and share with you?
Oh, definitely.
Post experiences.
I've gotten people draw pictures for me during the workshop they give me.
Yeah.
They write small poems. They want to leave me on their way out.
Yeah.
They always are trying to give me something. It's interesting. I was on a call yesterday with the Arts Council of Greater Greensboro. We do these check-ins for arts-based businesses in the community. And Sister now works for the Artist Block.
Oh, wow.
And we were on the call, and she said, I remember you came to my classroom. I was in the eighth grade. And I was like, wow, you're making me feel really old, yeah. Little girl.
Exactly.
But yeah, now she works for the Artist Block, and she said, I remember, you know, you come to the classroom and doing poetry and how it just changed my life, and I love poetry now. And you know, you never know the impact that you have, the power that you have. I'm in a drive-thru sometimes. People are like, hey, Mr. Thompson. I'm like, who are you? Yeah, you came to my classroom last week. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow, right.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
Because you meet so many kids.
Yeah, kids are staring at me at the grocery store, and I don't know why they're staring at me. And then I wave back, and then I'm like, oh, that must have been a school I was at last week.
Exactly.
So
But it's a feeling that, you know, it makes you feel good.
It does.
Yeah. It warms your heart, I'm sure.
It does. It
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. And the lasting impact that it has on your kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, again, keep up the good work.
Thank you for
Mr.
having
Poet
me.
Mr. Poet Laureate.
Yeah. We're out here doing a little something.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know we're just going to continue to hear more good things about
you. Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, you got a home here.
I appreciate it.
Even though, my brother, you know, you got your own program, you got your own podcast, you're growing.
Indeed. TV show is next. Watch out
exactly,
for the TV show's coming real soon.
Exactly. And doing, you know, projects live. So, you know, whatever you have in store, you come back on this program and share with us. We'd love to hear from you.
I appreciate it.
Any closing thoughts or comments you want to share?
Man, I was watching this podcast the other day, and the three words that stood out were be, do, and have. And every person is doing as much as they can right now, you know. But if you're able to be more, which means learn something new, run an extra mile, do an extra sit-up, you know, read an extra page in the book.
You know a little something about
it. Yeah, a little something. But being able to be more, right, as a human being, we're being every single day, you know. So by being more, you're able to do more.
I like that.
Right? Yeah. And when you do more, you have more, right? So focus on those three things, be, do, and have. And it was an amazing podcast I was listening to, and those were the things they talked about. Yeah. And I was like, man, this is inspiring. Powerful. Yeah, it's powerful, you know.
I can remember that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing all three.
Yes, for these words, thoughts, and power.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's still room for growth.
There is, always. Yeah, always room for growth.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing, my brother. And like I said, no goodbyes from me just until next time.
Until next time, indeed.
Hopefully, I'll have a better voice.
You will. You got to claim that thing.
That's right. So thank you for your patience on that, Radio Family. And thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities, indeed. That's going to wrap it up. Another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. On behalf of Josephus Thompson III.
The third. And the fourth.
And the fourth.
There's four of us now here.
Yeah. Very nice. And yours truly, Renee Vaughn. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Enjoy the rest of your day and this weekend, and be safe. Everyone, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.